Black Chief, good morning.
What's going on, people?
Good morning.
Yeah, we all here. Civil J, we're in the state of Georgia. There's a lot of trickery going on.
A lot of trickery.
They lost 40,000 voter registration forms. They just lost it. And all over the country, it looks like they are really going after trying to discourage us to vote.
Well, listen, let me make a couple of points. First of all, Sybil, are those two other guys behaving themselves at all?
No, sir, but that's to be expected.
So you just factor that in. Yes, sir. That they're going to misbehave.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm glad there's one grown-up on that show.
Thank you, Mr. President.
But, look, think about where we were 6 years ago. The economy collapsing, auto industry about to go belly up, losing 800,000 jobs a month. 6 years later, we've taken the unemployment rate down to below 6%. We've cut the deficit. We've given millions of people health insurance, millions of young people the chance to go to college with Pell Grants and cheaper student loans. We've made significant progress, but we know we've got more work to do, and we know what we have to do. We've got to increase the minimum wage. We've got to make sure that women are getting paid the same as men for doing the same work. We've got to rebuild our infrastructure. We've got to make sure that young people, our youngest children, are getting early childhood education that helps them succeed. All these things we could be doing right now if we had a Congress that was willing to cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason right now that we've got a Republican House of Representatives is in 2010, we did not vote. We voted in 2008. We voted in 2012. But during these midterm elections, we tend not to vote. Less than half of our folks turn out to the polls.
Mr. President, they say that's especially true of Democrats. Why do you think that is?
You know, because we're younger. They're more... minorities who more low-income folks, more working folks, and so they're not always high consumers of information.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times what ends up happening is that they don't even know sometimes a midterm's coming up.
Yeah.
They know that there's a presidential race, but folks may not always realize that, voting for Congress and the Senate and gubernatorial races, that's going to have as much impact on anything as who the president is, because basically, if I don't have a Congress that I can work with, then we're not going to get a higher minimum wage, even if I want it. We're not going to get early childhood education, even if I'm putting it in my budget. So we have to vote. Now, you're absolutely right that there are a whole bunch of states where there's a bunch of nonsense going on, where they're purposely trying to make it harder for folks to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, Tom and Sybil and Jay. I just want everybody to remember this. Less than half of our folks vote. If they did all the trickery that they did, it probably affects 1-2% of our vote, which means that there's still 48% of our folks who could be voting but just decided they didn't feel like it. Could be voting, could go to the polls. So we've got the Justice Department looking into all these cases where folks are being prevented from voting. We'll make sure that we know what's happening in terms of Georgia. We'll have lawyers deployed to make sure on election day, or in many cases, you've got early vote in many states that people are having their franchise protected. But the main thing that's given our power away is we just don't bother to vote. And there's no excuse for it.
We got to get fired up.
Change it.
We got to get fired up.
But one thing, Michelle and I were talking the other day, and Michelle gets more frustrated than I do about this, because, her general attitude is, that we shouldn't always have to have massive rallies and, big, turnout operations, having concerts with
all of the bells and
Jay-Z
whistles
and
that go
Beyonce
along with this.
Mm-hmm. All just to get the vote. Voting takes you 10-15 minutes. You know, nobody's asking people to you know, sell their house and move to, you know, someplace for a year and, you know, uproot. We're talking about you going down to the polling place and vote for 10, 15 minutes. It's not that hard.
Or early voting.
And so one of the things that we're trying to promote is IWillVote.com, IWillVote.com, which gives you all the information you need to cast your ballot and make sure your voice is heard. But the bottom line is that whether we can move an agenda forward is going to depend on our people voting. And I'm not on the ballot. I've got 2 years left in my administration. And we'll get a lot of stuff done whether or not Congress wants to help. But the big things that would really give people a boost in terms of higher wages and help on child care and, you know, rebuilding some of our roads and bridges and putting more people back to work and getting more job training and apprenticeships for young people and, you know, trying to further reform the criminal justice system, something that you know, Eric Holder and I have been working on. A lot of that stuff depends on us having a Congress that can help me in these last 2 years. So anybody who is listening right now, you know, we go around the country and everybody says, oh, we love you, Barack. We especially love Michelle. And, you know, we're praying for you. And that's great. But right now I need you to vote in these midterm elections. It's not going to be as exciting as a presidential race. You know, we're not going to have all the big rallies and all the bells and whistles and all the, you know, attention, because that, you know, that's just not something you can do in a midterm election where, you know, these are individual Senate races or House races. But part of us growing up politically, maturing politically, is recognizing that it's not always exciting. You know, it's not always, you know, bells and whistles.
Sometimes and sexy just, and all of that other kind of
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes you just do your job. You just do your job. And folks' jobs right now is not sexy, is not, you know, exciting, is go vote in a midterm
election.
But it
does have such an impact on our future.
And it has a huge impact, and it will help determine how much I can get done in these last 2 years.
There you go.
All right. God bless you in your last 2 years, too.
And we are still praying for you, Mr. President. But
know,
we are going out to vote,
it.
Too.
You know I believe in prayer, but you know what the good book says. It's like, you know, words and deeds, you know?
And keep the front door locked at night, sir. Please. We worry about you.
Could you lock the front door or at least get a screen door?
That's why we got dogs, but the dogs get soft in the White House.
Well,
you know, they got soft. They're not like those dogs, you know, that bark at you in the alleyway. You know,
these are not good old Southside of Chicago yard
right,
dogs.
They're all like, you know, they're getting manicured and, you know, fluffed up. Eating fancy.
We're going to send you a pit bull up there, sir. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, anyway, remember, IWillVote.com. So anybody listening across the country, you need to find out how to vote, where to vote. If you have early vote, you should take advantage of it. I voted yesterday in Chicago. It was easy. You know, no lines. You go in. You just knock it out. IWillVote.com will give you all the information you need. You guys keep on pumping this up. Tell folks, don't just sit back and complain. Let's do something.
Let's get it done. Fired up. All right. Thank you, Big
Chief.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Appreciate it.
Yes. 11 past the hour.